from ABC News. I'm Ann Carrick. A military blimp equipped with radar used to detect a missile attack broke loose from its mooring in Maryland and is floating above Pennsylvania. David Witchie is with the Emergency Management Agency in Columbia County.
What we're experiencing is large power outages. Wherever it crosses over, it's knocking down power lines.
Witchie says it's wreaking havoc in his area. Deputy Ben Fields has been fired. The Richland County Sheriff's Department fired the school resource officer who was seen dragging a female student out of her desk and across the floor in order to arrest her for being disruptive. Sheriff Lott says some of the blame must fall on the student.
What she did doesn't justify what our deputy did. I don't want anybody to think that. It doesn't justify his actions. But she needs to be held responsible for what she did.
Republicans nominated Paul Ryan to be the next Speaker of the House. The congressman from Wisconsin shared some thoughts with reporters.
We think the country's headed in the wrong direction, and we have an obligation here in the people's house to do the people's business, to give this country a better way forward, to give this country an alternative.
A final vote is expected tomorrow. Is the driver's seat in your car the weakest link? Chris Van Cleve reports.
What we found was the government standard for the strength of seats in your vehicle is not very strong. In fact, the seatbelt is considerably stronger than the seat you're sitting in. And what can happen when your vehicle is rear-ended is that seat can actually fail and launch the driver backwards.
Greek authorities report at least five people have drowned, four of them children, as refugees continue to leave Turkey in frail boats and worsening weather conditions. Greece is the main entry point for people from the Middle East and Africa heading to Europe looking for a better future. You're listening to ABC News. From Russia with Love, an invitation to Iran to attend the international talks on the future of Syria, and Iran accepted. It is the first time Iran will be at such a gathering, and recognition that Iran needs to be at the table to resolve Syria's civil war. Iran is a top ally to Syrian President Assad. It's been nearly a month since the El Faro disappeared in Hurricane Joaquin. The ship carried a crew of 33, and now the NTSB says the first phase of the search for the ship has come up empty. Correspondent Peter King.
The Navy's first efforts at finding the El Faro and its black box with a pinger locator receiver have come up empty. Now it's using side-scanning sonar to try to locate the wreckage. The ship has been near the El Faro's last known location since late last week. The NTSB says it expects the second phase of this search to take about 2 weeks.
If you pay for wild-caught salmon, you expect to get it. But that's not exactly what's happening. Dave Barrett explains.
Roughly 2 out of 3 times, restaurants have misled customers.
When wild salmon is out of season, farm-raised salmon is sold as wild.
Dr. Michael Hirschfield is chief scientist with Oceana, the advocacy group. If you buy it at the grocery store, 80% of the time what's on the label is correct. But to ensure that salmon really is wild or farmed, the fish could be tagged way before it got onto your plate.
There should be traceability, like a barcode system, that makes it impossible to cheat.
Ann Carrick, ABC News.